This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Get your questions emailed in now. Don't wait till tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Chris, would you get number 16 ready? But before we play number 16, I just want to do this. I want to remind you, you have to go to college. I'm sure there was a time in this country where that was true. Because of how the economy has shifted and changed, that time is no longer true. And when you take into account not only how the economy has shifted and changed, but how truly evil so many colleges have become, that has really become not true. But changing tradition, changing custom anywhere in any society is difficult and it takes time. So I do sympathize and I do understand parents who still feel that is the case for Aiden, Jaden, and Braden. They have to go to college. They have to go to college. I don't want him to be a failure. He has to go to college, even though the richest guys I know did not go to college. But setting that aside, it's a traditional way of thinking. Shoot, it was in my house. My parents are smart. My parents love me. My parents knew what they were doing. That was just what you were supposed to do. You're supposed to go to college. You got to go to college. Go to college. But we have to break that way of thinking. It's not true. Even the corporate world is waking up and realizing it's not true. The corporate world, there's been a massive shift in the past few years where they're beginning to drop college requirements as a stipulation for working there. And more importantly than any of that, parents, you love your child. I know you do. You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. I am positive you love your child, probably raise your child with values, manners. So when you do that, for 18 years, explain to me why you will then send Aiden, Jaden, and Braden off to be educated by people who hate them, hate you, hate America. Exactly how much money are you going to pay parents for this person to teach your children?
Whiteness damages our humanity. It diminishes our capacity to have empathy. Think about how we describe psychopaths. What's a definition of a psychopath?
So you're saying the entire white race?
Well, I'm saying...
I agree with you. Hold on. Yeah. Yes, you are correct. But the reason why you know that is that you had a relationship.
We need white people to heal ourselves from this damage to our humanity that patriarchy, that white supremacy has inflicted on us and become fully human again.
You gotta go to college. How much is it worth to you to have that child? You spent 18 years raising that child with care. Are you now going to send that child off to be educated by that person? That's handing your child over to the enemy. We have got to change our way of thinking in this country. We have to. We have to change our way of thinking. These people are not your friends. It's not 1970. They're not. This is a mistake we make too, is because parents aren't stupid, but they kind of miss exactly how bad it is. Parents will say things like, when I'm talking to my neighbors who do this all the time, I'm so proud of Billy. He got into Stanford. And I'll say, great. Stanford produces more communists than any other university in the country. And they'll always, inevitably, it'll come back to, they don't take the problem that seriously. Well, I know they're a little left, but he'll be fine. He's got to get a good job. They're not a little left. These are communists. They're full-blown cultural Marxists whose entire existence revolves around burning the country down, burning your child down, every single part of it. They're not a little left. They don't lean left. These people hate you. They hate your guts. And we have to start thinking in those terms. The right, not thinking in those terms, has handicapped us for a long time. Speaking of handicap, Chris, play cut six. Go.
My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, I don't know what's wrong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
Think about, you know, maybe we should feel sorry for Dome. Because think about this. Have you ever been to a stand-up comedy routine? I don't mean the ones you see on television, but actually gone to one. The ones you see on TV, they're almost always good. So that won't apply to this. But have you ever gone to one at a comedy club or something? I've gone to a few because the wife and I love to laugh. Have you ever been to one where the guy kind of bombs or at least tells a joke or two that bombs? What, Chris? It's the worst. That's exactly right. It is the worst. It makes you uncomfortable. Sitting in the audience, you didn't even make the joke. It doesn't affect you at all. But he drops a joke out there, and it just bombs. And you're so uncomfortable for him, you find yourself kind of wincing in the chair. Now think about this. That's Dome. Every single joke she tells, that's Dome. That would suck. Let's get to some emails. Jesse, if the left and right have both moved further left, wouldn't that suggest that old school centrists and middle left now lean right in their stance? Why do older centrist Democrats keep voting for this radical agenda? Well, tradition. It's actually exactly what we were just talking about. It ties in perfectly with what we talk about. Tradition is a powerful thing. Let me put it this way. What do you do at Christmas time? What do you do? You have a Christmas tree? You probably do. You get a Christmas tree, right? Why? Well, I'm asking. Why do you get a Christmas tree? Well, we do. Every single year, we get a Christmas tree, so I'm not insulting you, but why? Why do you do that? You take a tree that's out in the wild, and it's going to drop the little needles all over your house. The wife's going to have to vacuum them up about 15 times a day. You're going to get the sap all over your fingers. A dog, a cat's going to get into it. And then you take this tree, and then it's actually a bigger pain. You have to take these lights and bulbs and everything, and you have to wrap them around the tree. You're going to jab your hand on the needles. And then when it comes time for the gifts, you have to wait until the kids go to bed. But I shouldn't give that part away. But you understand what I'm saying. Santa's going to put the gifts around the tree. Santa's going to put the gifts around the tree. But why do you make Santa put the gifts around the tree? Why can't Santa just set down the gifts on the floor, or even better, on the kitchen counter? Then nobody has to strain their back getting the gifts. So why a Christmas tree? Really doesn't make any practical sense. Because it's tradition. We have a tree every year. I actually, because we are apparently the whitest family on the planet, I have a wife that has three trees now. We have three trees. Yeah, I know, Chris. Chris, I don't want to hear anything, Chris. You don't have to celebrate Christmas, okay? You don't understand what it's like. You start out with one tree, and then the wife decides, well, we need one by the front door. That'll look festive. Oh, we should have one in our room because it smells good. And soon, you go from living in a home to living in Sherwood Forest. So either way, we have three trees in our house. Three trees. Why? Tradition. Tradition is a powerful thing. You were correct. I've told you this before on the show. The older Democrat, it's somebody that we at least have a chance to wake up. Your 65-year-old dad, 70-year-old dad who votes Democrat, he doesn't vote for all the tranny nonsense. He doesn't vote for an open border. Now, he does, but he doesn't know it. He votes Democrat because it's what he's always done. Probably what his dad did before him. Maybe he was in a union. He votes Democrat for tradition's sake. That's why they go that way. this is hard for people, like anyone listening to the sound of my voice, that'll be hard for people to understand and accept, because people who listen to this show are going to be more logical thinkers. Let's just be honest. You think through things. You think through things. You gather issues. This probably isn't even the only show you listen to. You'll listen to this show. You'll listen to that show. You'll listen to this. You'll listen, and you'll weigh everything else. If I say something you disagree with, you don't go along with it and shouldn't, because you're some lemming. Ah, Jesse said so. I better do it. You better never be like that. Everything better be filtered through your mind. So people who think like you don't understand and will never understand. I will never understand people who think like that. But that's how a lot of people think. People just go with tradition. All right. Now, there is a tradition in America we have to break. It's going to take time. That tradition is abortion. This has been, it's become part of our culture. Part of our culture. It's baked in now. Is if you're a woman and you have a, you're pregnant and you don't want it for whatever reason, it's an inconvenience, you're scared, he doesn't want it, whatever the case may be, you just go kill it. That's become tradition. It's going to take us time to break that tradition. It takes time to break any tradition. It does. Preborn is out there breaking it. It will take them time, and they can't do it without you. They can't. They need your $28 to buy that scared young woman a free ultrasound. $28 buys her the ultrasound. She goes in, hears the heartbeat, chooses life, but she doesn't even know about a heartbeat. Without you and preborn. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give your $28 today. $28 to save a life. Preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You ready for a little good news about culture? Taking the culture back? Georgia's football team won a national championship. They have been invited to the White House. This is tradition. You win a national championship, you get invited to the White House. Now, Georgia has refused. They have rejected Biden's invitation to the White House. Georgia is a much more traditional university, much more traditional coach, a lot of traditional players. They have now, they politely declined. They told the White House that they've got a full schedule, but everyone knows exactly what the deal is. And I don't want to get too excited. It's one college football team, but this is the kind of thing you never saw even 2 or 3 years ago. As the cultural Marxists took over each and every part of our society, we watched entertainment, including sports. We watched it bend the knee, and it horrified us. It horrified you. It horrified me. As you know, I haven't watched the NFL since. We're done with it. We were standing in horror as things that were never political before became political. Like NFL players running out there with Black Lives Matter helmets on. Of course, I don't even want to go into the NBA. It's written across the field. And that was the communists taking away something that was important. And remember this. Entertainment is important. It is. Do not dismiss it as being unimportant. That's something we've done on the right. I personally have done that many times. Ah, it doesn't matter. Who cares what the actor thinks? No one cares what the running back thinks. Go look at their social media followings. Yes, they do. People care. A lot of people care. Entertainment. If you were in a small Indian tribe, you know the Battle of Little Bighorn? When Custer died, you know that battle, right? So I'm not going to go into all the details of the battle, but there are a lot of different reasons why Custer and all his men died. They were vastly outnumbered. They didn't realize it was a bunch of warriors there, not women and children, that kind of stuff. But one of the main reasons Custer and his guys got their butt kicked so bad was at one point in the battle became a horseback against horseback battle. Our cavalry soldiers against their cavalry soldiers. And our cavalry soldiers got their butts kicked really badly. They kept getting yanked off their horses and killed. Why? Because they had a sport. The Indian tribes had a sport And that was essentially the sport. There's more to it than that. I won't go into the details of it. It was rough sounding. I can't believe, I'm sure a bunch of people died doing it. But the sport was, it involved yanking other people off the horse. You compete against another team, you yank them off the horse. That's a sport they played. Why would they play sports in a small Indian tribe? I don't understand. They're not filling stadiums. They're not selling tickets. There's no Coca-Cola sponsorship to be had. Small tribes played sports, had dance routines, songs. Why? Because entertainment is a way society comes together, a way society pushes its values out to the rest of society. You will see the society, the values of your culture. They will be reflected in your entertainment. That's why every show on the Hallmark Channel at Christmas time is gay now. They will be reflected in entertainment. Sports is not something to be dismissed. Sports is an important part of a nation, an important part of the fabric of a nation. It's how people of a nation come together. Hey, we're gathering together at Bob's house on Sunday. We're going to have a crawfish boil, a couple of beers. We're going to go root on the team. Yay, go team. The other team sucks. It's a way people can come together as a nation. Well, if you're the communists and you're trying to divide and conquer and burn the nation down, you would, of course, infiltrate entertainment, movies, the TV shows, the sports. And we lost it. They did it, and they did it on purpose. They leaned on all these sports leagues. It's amazing what's happened in NASCAR, by the way. NASCAR, man, of all the sports they got, gosh, they really got NASCAR. NASCAR's bad now, really, really bad. But they went after these sports leagues, and they were very, very successful in getting them. We are beginning to see the early stages. This is going to take some time, I hope, of a real cultural pushback against that. A cultural pushback where people are sick to death of it. Now, that's probably not going to take the form of neutrality. It'll probably take the form of, well, there are communist teams and then there are America's teams. That's probably the form it will take, but at least it's taking some form. It's better than all of them being communist teams, right? That's preferable to that. All right, we still have more. I do want to get to some emails, and I do want to get to this little story here. I have people oftentimes that will tell me that they're not communists. Jesse, they're not. Stop saying that. Jesse, that's too far. Jesse, that's, you're going too far. They're leftists. They're liberals. Jesse, they lean left. Oh man, do I have a doozy of a story for you. Before I get to that, let's take care of your dog. You see, your dog, my dog, we love them. Even when they're meatheads, we love them. When I get home, happened the other night, the wife came to greet me when I got in the door. And so I give the wife a kiss when I come in and I'm talking to her and Fred. My idiot dog is right underneath me and I'm not paying attention to him. I'm talking to her and he jumps up and kind of hits me with his paws like, please, I'm here. Greet me. And I wouldn't mind if that went on for a long time, right? You probably wouldn't mind if that went on for a long time for you. Well, give your dog Rough Greens so it can go on longer. So you can enjoy a happy, healthy dog for longer. Your dog's food is dead. Rough Greens, the natural nutritional supplement you pour on your dog's food, will give your dog nutrition for the first time ever. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, digestive enzymes, omega oils. The dog will have a better coat, better energy, better breath. They're giving out free bags right now. Free Jumpstart trial bags. All you have to pay for is the shipping. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. Roughgreens.com/Jesse. Or you can call them. They're wonderful. 833-33-MY-DOG. 833-33-MY-DOG. All right. They're not communists, Jesse. That's too far. You're being over the top. Really? Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and you know how people will sometimes yell at you for calling them communists? That ever happened to you? Certainly happens to me quite a bit, because that's what I call them. That's what they are. So this one. Have you ever heard of, I don't know how to say her name, Yeonmi? I believe her name is Yeonmi Park. She is a defector from North Korea. She got out, God bless her, got to America. She now does speaking events all the time. I think she wrote a book. I should probably have her on. But anyway, she defected from North Korea. And what a story, right? Defecting from a communist hellhole like North Korea. And we don't talk a bunch about North Korea, but there are concentration camps in North Korea. Like now, as we speak, people are starving to death in North Korea. Did you know that we, America, we still drop food to North Koreans so they can eat, and the North Korean government takes the food we drop and they tear it open and they repackage it so when they hand it out to their people, they don't know it came from America? Do you know that? It's one of the most horrific oppressive regimes on the planet. It might be. Chris, what's the one that's more oppressive? Is there one? That is a good point. Chris said they don't organ harvest like China, but China, as horrible as China is actually more free than North Korea. It's that bad there. Anyway, this chick, Park, she goes around, she speaks, and she was going to speak at Syracuse, you know, very famous New York University. The students at Syracuse are destroying the flyers for her event and calling her a liar. Why are they so invested in that? Why bother? I mean, who cares? Well, they care because they're communists. And they care because the last thing a communist can ever abide is people finding out the honest truth about communism. That's why they care. We have to stop underselling what we're facing. The communists are constantly prepping each other to destroy us. How do they do this? Well, what do they call you? Nazi white supremacist, Nazi white supremacist, threat to democracy. That Nazi white supremacist, threat to democracy. Well, what does that do if you're a communist and you hear someone is a Nazi white supremacist? You start to feel like you're in a battle of life and death. You start to feel like everything is at stake. You start to feel like I better win at any cost. I am the force for good. They are the force for evil. That is the mentality they have developed for their side. Our side, the low-T GOP, we will still routinely talk about things like doing things the right way. Ah, this guy is left-leaning. Even now when it comes to the border, even now, you will see elected representatives in the GOP and pundits, radio, TV, you will hear them talk about how the Biden administration is messing up at the border, making mistakes. They're really screwing things up at the border. Screwing things up? They're not screwing anything up. They're doing all this on purpose. Their intention has been for years to flood America with illegal immigrants, overwhelm the system, break the system, fill up the country with people with no loyalty to the country, which will help them burn the system down. If you're a communist and you want to burn America to the ground, and they do, you can't have 80% of the country be patriotic. You can't have that. You need a lot of people who either hate the place or in the very least don't care about it at all. So what's the best place to go looking for that? Foreign governments. Hey, come on down. America's open. Oh, sure. You're welcome. Everyone's welcome. Look how compassionate we are. It's not an accident that the border is open. Do I need to remind you they are trying to keep it open, as in they are paying money every day to stop the wall from being built? It is an active campaign to open the border. So we have got to stop being so weak and pathetic and acting like it's a mistake. It's a whoopsie. Oh, I can't believe they messed this up. It's on purpose. Whole daggone GOP needs a chalk male vitality stack. They do. They do. Nothing tells me the GOP is low T like when I hear them discuss immigration. They'll say things like the Democrats are screwing up. And then they'll say things like, well, We can care for women and children while deporting criminals. It's basically the toughest illegal immigration stance you can get the GOP to take on anything. Well, I do think we should deport criminals. They're all criminals. They're here illegally. It's a crime to enter a nation illegally. Every single one of them, men, women, and child who cross that border is a criminal. All of them. But you can't get that. Maybe it's because testosterone levels have been cut in half in the last 50 years. Go get a male vitality stack for yourself and send one to your congressman as well. CHOQ.com. It's promo code Jesse. Natural herbal supplements, 35% off. Whole freaking GOP needs one. Chris, play cut number 7.
We have seen the effectiveness of our approach. More than 100,000 people from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have arrived lawfully through the pathway we have made available to them. And we reduced border encounters from these groups by 90% between December of last year and March of this year.
We reduced border encounters. Sounds good, right? How'd they do that? Wow, what a success story. Here's how it works. The drug cartels have a massive human smuggling operation in. They will send a flood of people on purpose to approach Border Patrol. So let's say you got a big Border Patrol section. Let's say you got 100 guys spread out across this section, 100 Border Patrol agents. The cartels will take 1,000 illegal immigrants and send them at this 100-man sector. All 100 men have to collapse in to try to process 1,000 illegal immigrants showing up to try to turn themselves in, at which point in time the cartels will send 2,000 men through the now wide-open gap because all the Border Patrol agents got pulled off of it. We've reduced the number of encounters because they found a way around it because we opened up the border. But hey, I wouldn't stress about it. We've got plans for a digital campaign. Chris, number 9, go.
Today, we are beginning a new digital advertising campaign in Central and South America to counter the lies of the smugglers with accurate information about U.S. immigration laws. This campaign adds to our extensive ongoing communications efforts.
Digital campaign? We have 750,000 people flooding into America. This will take place in the next month, I would guess. Maybe shorter than that. It just depends on how fast they can all get up here. 750,000, according to the latest report. And the Biden administration's plan is to send 1,500 troops to the border and run a digital campaign in South America. It's not an accident. It's not incompetence. It's not a whoopsie. It's being done on purpose. They are flooding this country with illegal immigrants on purpose. And what do we get here at home? What do we get? Chris, play number 3.
Instead of importing jobs abroad for cheaper labor and importing product, we're exporting product and buying American workers the opportunity to make a living.
Lies. We get lies as the administration opens up the border and floods us. Freaking disgraceful. All right. We're going to get to as many emails as I can get to here at the end because we have to get ourselves prepped and ready for an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I do want to get to this Representative Sherman out of California. You know what cryptocurrency is? Most people at least know what it is by now. Full disclosure, I don't know what it is. No, I take that back. I know what it is. I don't fully understand it. People will ask me, hey, Jesse, are you for Bitcoin or are you against Bitcoin? And I tell people, I don't know. I don't know. And that alone will get the emails flooded because the people who love it, love it. And they think it is the path to the future and it is the way to freedom. And the people who hate it will also email in and tell me it's a gigantic scam. You can email all you want. I don't really care. It's just never going to be my thing only because I don't understand it. I don't do things I don't really understand. I'm a very simple man. Chris, I know you're going to find this shocking. I'm a simple man. Anyway, I'm going to play this representative out of California, get to as many emails as I can, and then we're checking out of here, all right? Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you that tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Ask me anything. All 3 hours, get your questions emailed in now to Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. And we're going to be, for the first time ever, and I am positive only time ever, going to take your questions by phone tomorrow night. That is going to be such a mistake and a disaster. But as I said earlier, it's like dating a redhead. You know it's a mistake. You know it is. It always is. But you can't stop yourself. It happens all the time. Okay, cryptocurrency. Again, I don't know anything about it. Very naive on it. I actually prefer to stay naive on it. Just not that interested. But the more I hear the communists railing against it, the more curious I become. Representative Sherman out of California, Democrat. Chris, play 12.
Crypto bros make money literally by making money, and they've made over $1 trillion out of thin air. They'll accuse the U.S. government of making money out of thin air. Maybe we do, but we're the U.S. government.
Pretty revealing, huh? How they think about things? And don't think for a second that I missed his use of the word literally there. Oh, I caught it. I caught it. I actually felt my blood pressure spike as soon as he said it. This thing keeps happening. I have this vein in the side of my forehead, and whenever I hear the word literally, it pulses at least once. Every time I hear it, it pulses, Chris. It pulses. Chris, play cut 4 again, please, last night.
You are running in the 2024 race. If you are the Republican nominee and you are in that 2024 race, will you commit tonight to accepting the results of the 2024 election?
Yeah, if I think it's an honest election, absolutely I would.
Will you commit to accepting the results of the election regardless of the outcome?
You want me to answer it again? If I think it's an honest election, I would be honored to. And right now we are so far ahead of both Democrat and Republican. And you know what? If I don't win, this country is going to be in big trouble. It's so sad to see what's happening.
But no commitment there on the accepting the results regardless of the outcome.
If it's an honest election, correct.
I will. Okay, so not committing to accepting the 2024 election results or acknowledging what happened in 2020.
Go ahead.
President Trump, I want to thank you for coming here tonight.
The problem with this is CNN, they did their employees wrong. It's all about setting your people up for success. You always want to set your people up for success. You want them to succeed. You want them to feel good. You should value your employees. You should value them enough to set them up for success. You know what I would never do with Jewish producer Chris? I would never tell Jewish producer Chris to go spend a bunch of money on something. Why? He can't do it. He wouldn't do it. He would come back and tell me that there's a good deal. If we wait a month, we could fly to North Korea and save 25 cents. So we shouldn't. He can't do it. So I don't do that to him. I will go to Michael and tell Michael, you go spend a bunch of money on something. You set your people up for success. Caitlin Collins is supposed to be a pretty face on TV. And that's all she's supposed to be. Caitlin Collins doesn't have the intelligence to stand on stage with someone like Donald Trump, a dominant personality like Donald Trump, and make herself look like anything but an idiot. So her lame attempts at reframing what he's saying, okay, so no commitment, it doesn't come off well. And it's not even her fault. She's just too stupid to do it. She doesn't have the talent. They didn't set her up for success. She needs to be on the CNN after town hall show. They need to put her on one of those 25 person CNN panels where she can sit there and look pretty for 20 minutes, maybe inject a 30 second comment in here and there, and then someone else can talk over her when she gets too stupid. That's setting Caitlin Collins up for success. Asking her to debate Donald Trump is setting her up for failure. And that's really where they messed up. That's where they messed up. Like you messed up and you didn't call Oxford Gold when I told you about it. You see, wrap your mind around this. If you had called Oxford Gold the first time, let's say the first time I told you to call Oxford Gold and get gold and silver delivered to your front door and get it in your IRA and 401k, if you had called them the first time, you would be worth a lot more now than you were then because it's gone up. Why do you think banks, of all the entities, why are banks and financial institutions buying such large quantities of gold that the value's going up? Why do you think that is? Do you think they might know a little something about the storm that's coming? Do you think maybe that would be a good idea for you to do the same? Call 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-GOLD. Oxford will take care of you. They're laid back. They're totally chill. They're awesome. 833-995-GOLD. Tell them Jesse told you to call. All right? All right. Now, I just want to address this really quickly because then we're checking out of here and we're going to get to an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday because someone emailed in, Jesse, has anyone filed a missing persons report on John Durham? You remember John Durham? He is allegedly still alive. From what I understand, Chris, we haven't had any, I know we're high up journalists here, we haven't had any reports about John Durham passing away, right? Did any of those come across your desk? Nothing for you, huh? No, that's weird because I'm looking through my emails and stuff right now. I don't have anything about John Durham being kidnapped or passing away. I mean, I guess we can check with the local coroner, and that's so weird because I remember, it seems like it was just yesterday, John Durham was going to dig into the weaponization of the federal government, the malfeasance that takes place at the Justice Department and the FBI, and I was told that he was going to get all over that. That John Durham, and remember this? Remember when they told us? He's one of these dogged investigators. John Durham is a man who has spent his career speaking truth to power. These people should be very nervous. John Durham, Durham's coming. And hell's coming with him. Remember when they told us that? That's so odd because here we are. It's already, let me check my watch, May 11th, 2023. And I haven't heard from John Durham in ages. So my guess is this. I would guess that we're going to get that Durham report on the evils of the federal government. We will probably get that report dropping, I would guess, the day after the 2024 presidential election. That's when we'll find out exactly how evil many of these people are. This is why I never buy the newest investigation, the newest attempt at false hope they try to sell us, because that's all it is. It's never real. It's always a sell job. It's always something to try to calm down the angry peasants so they don't show up with pitchforks and torches. Hey, guys, don't worry. John Durham is a special prosecutor. He's all over it. Yeah, right. Sell that somewhere else. All right. Tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Email jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Keep your chin up. We will enjoy ourselves tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.